Athens will be the site for the 2004 Summer Olympics, and the people of Greece know that serving as hosts for the Games will be demanding. Commentator Frank DeFord says he's not sure if those demands can be met.
In 1896, when the first modern Olympics were held in Athens, the United States team barely arrived on time. Not till the Americans reached Italy had they learned that Greece was operating on the old Julian calendar and not on the Gregorian calendar used by most of the rest of the civilized world. When the Americans made it to Greece, it was March 24th, only it was actually already April 5th in Athens, and the game started the very next morning. This is a cautionary tale. For the upcoming 2004 Olympics, the Athenians once again appear to be operating on a different calendar. Just last week, while I was in Athens for the Grand Prix track meet, the news leaked out that the International Olympic Committee was once again putting pressure on the Greeks to hurry up or face the threat of having the games taken away from them. The word was that the IOC had voiced great concern over severe delays by the Athens Committee and unacceptable laxness on the part of the government. Words like severe and unacceptable are not used lightly and suggest that the matter truly is serious. For their part, the Athenians have set up a new monitoring committee, and as we know, nothing indicates real trouble more than the diversionary creation of a new committee. Sentimentality aside, the selection of Athens for 2004 was always a surprising one. As world cities go, Athens is relatively small, and it's cramped and polluted. Traffic is so horrendous that already a system of odd and even license plate numbers prohibit 50% of cars from coming downtown every business day. God help us when the whole world descends. There is also a real problem with terrorism. A building in the heart of the center business district was blown up while I was in the city. This made it all the more appalling the next evening at the Athens Olympic Stadium when I saw virtually no security. I ambled right into the athletes' warm-up area without anybody questioning me. The photographer I was working with got an assistant onto the track without any credential, while the assistant carried, the photographer said, the equivalent amount of equipment to blow up the whole stadium. There was no inspection whatsoever. The stadium is adequate in size, otherwise out of date. Any chances of renovation, however, are remote. After all, the construction of many new complexes required for various other sports has not begun. Will the IOC act? Could Sydney take the games again on such short notice? Could Los Angeles? Would the IOC dare insult Greece by taking the games away from a sovereign nation and the very one that gave us the Olympics? It would be a cataclysmic decision with at least emotional and diplomatic reverberations far beyond sport. And oh yes, speaking of reverberations, while I was at a press conference at a hotel in downtown Athens on the 12th floor roof garden, the building shimmied from a nearby 5.5 earthquake.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.